I added blocks on either end of the rail attached to the roof of the trailer. I'm a sailor, and basically an awning rail is much like a mast on a sailboat. So when I had the awning built, I had grommets put in on the end right near the corners.
Mm-hmm.
So what I do is I tie a rope to that, put it through the block, and lead it back to me on one end. So that way I can pull the awning along the rail and feed it at the same time using both hands. So I can put it up on my own.
Oh, that's nice.
Hmm. Yeah, and I did it on both ends of the trailer. That way, depending on which way the prevailing winds are, I can lead it in either direction.
Right.
Cool.
Works great.
All right, Tom, hopefully that'll help you out there. Probably not what you wanted to hear, but Zip D'd be the way to go.
If he doesn't, PPL is probably his only source, like he asked.
Yeah, make sure they understand you need the ones with the curved arms, though. That might be an issue for you. We have a email question in. This came in from the VAP.com website. Anybody can go there and go to the Contact Us page and send us your question or comment that way. This one is from Pam Watkins of Ohio. Pam writes, "Dear Tim, Colin, Frank, and Rob, I love, love, love your podcasts. Thanks so much for entertaining, education, and all things aluminum. My husband has always been a fan of Airstreams. He purchased and rehabbed, sold two of them, which I know is not many compared to you pros, while I've held tight to white box trailers. I believe that my aversion stems from a deep-seated childhood memories playing hide-and-seek in and around a cousin's Airstream that was packed and overflowing with all manners of scary stuff. I could see in the windows and visiting my grandparents where one had been abandoned near, you guessed it, Rob, you'll get this, near a chicken coop." So, she specifically says, "So, Rob, save a future Airstream. No more talk of mobile chicken coops."
Anyway. I was just talking with one of our courtesy parkers last week about turning the 58 caravaner into a chicken coop.
Oh. Okay. you're having Pam relive her childhood memories here. She continues, "Anyway, I'm now a true aluminum convert, having sold my white box trailer and welcoming my husband's latest purchase, a 2034 Accela. Yes, Colin, I know it's not vintage, but wait, there's more. He recovered a 67 Ambassador last week."
What? All right. Ambassador.
That's right. That's the way to go. Only one known. Not those sovereigns. And what an adventure that was. She says, but that's his story to tell. Having shared all this, I now ask my question. When and how did each of you become an Airstreamer? Welcome. Wishing you all safe travels. Pam Watkins. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Pam, for sending that in. So, let's start with Rob. Rob, how did you become an Airstreamer?
It goes back to 1998 for me. I was out at Monterey Graduate School, going through school out there, and I ended up flying home to attend my grandfather's funeral. And my grandfather, if you listen to the shows, he was a big Airstreamer. And he was president of the Susquehanna-Lawrence chapter of the WBCCI, and we always had an Airstream on the farm growing up, and a couple of them. We had a 61 and a 67, I think. And so after the funeral, I flew back into San Jose, and I was driving from San Jose back to Monterey down the 101, and there in a for sale lot was a 1985 34-foot Limited. And I saw it and went down to school. And that upcoming weekend, I drove back out to that resale lot and bought the 1985 34-foot Limited in memory of my grandfather. And for the next 6 months, finished out my grad school living out of the Airstream, hopping around in your neck of the woods, Tim, up to Lake Tahoe and out to Needles and Yosemite, and I had a blast. And my parents, they took the train out to Monterey, and they.